We're not a team. We're a time bomb.
007 reporting for duty.
Well, The Avengers and Skyfall, two of the most successful films of 2012, but right now we're going to focus on the junk, the worst movies of the year. I got on Skype with Christian Toto, assistant editor at Big Hollywood, to talk about what are, in his view, the three worst films of 2012.
I don't like to pick on smaller movies, but this one really deserved it. It was called Iron Sky, and it's a story of what if the Nazis actually never went away, but they retreated to the moon to hide out, lick their wounds, and prepare for another strike on the Earth. And what sounds like kind of a goofy premise and potentially fun setup really just gives way to a horrible slog of a movie. There is some political humor here that really falls flat. I did enjoy the special effects. It seems like a very low-budget film, but I think that it looks pretty sharp, but that's about all I can say. For me, this was the most painful experience of watching any film this year. I just couldn't wait for it to be over.
That sounds pretty awful, Christian, but I think we could even do worse. What is your number two bad film?
Boy, this wouldn't hurt to say because it seems like it sets out to be such a charming, whimsical tale. It's called The Odd Life of Timothy Green. It's about a couple. They can't have kids. They're happily married. They want to share their love with a little boy or a little girl. And then one day they do something that magically conjures up a boy from their yard, a little lad, of course, named Timothy, and he enters their lives. They're sort of flummoxed by it all, but they say, hey, you know, maybe this is just the way it was meant to be for this little boy to enter their lives and sort of ease the pain of not having children. Of course, the story takes on fable qualities from there, but as much as the setup, again, seems kind of wonderful and whimsical, boy, the delivery is painful. I actually actively dislike the parents in the movie, which is not what they wanted me to feel, I'm sure. All the magical qualities fall aside. The performances are rather grating, particularly Jennifer Garner as the mom here. You know, she's a good actress and she can do pretty good things on screen, but here I just found her really unappealing. So yeah, that one just was a real lump of coal, to use a terminology that's familiar this time of year.
Right. And the number one absolute worst movie this year, what is that?
Well, it's Alex Cross. Now, this one was a no-brainer. It's an awful movie. The only reason why I found it watchable was that the unintentional laughter kept me distracted from this terrible movie. Kudos to Tyler Perry for trying to stretch out beyond his Medea character. He plays an investigator who's one of these super sleuths. He can really spot minute clues to save the day and solve the crime. But boy, they don't use much brain power here. It's silly. It's dumb. The characters are ridiculous. Just there's so many things wrong with this movie. It's almost like you can just use it as a template for how not to make a motion picture. It is bizarre. It is bad. And when I was coming up with this list, this one jumped to mind and nothing else would push it aside.
That is Christian Toto with Big Hollywood. His three worst films of the year are Iron Sky, The Odd Life of Timothy Green, and Alex Cross.